Yeah, he has four of those. You call them four
horseshoes.
Yeah, but the parts of his feet, you call them his...
Yes, well, that's a hoof. I'd call it a hoof.
Okay.
You nail that shoe to that hoof.
Okay.
And that makes a horse howl too.
So he's got shoes on all four of his...
feet.
All four of his hoof.
All four of his hoofs, I said.
Okay, all right. Now, the male sheep is called...
Let me see. Wait, I know that. The male sheep is called ram. I believe it is. Yeah, okay. I believe it's ram. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just...
I believe that male sheep now.
Did the female, what'd you call her?
Oh my goodness. I just forgot that.
You
must be you. Yeah, must be you. Yeah, that's right. That deal was that.
Did you ever raise him?
No, I never raised him. Sheep.
Yeah.
I've seen him grow up, but I never.
Folks should raise them for the stuff on their backs.
Yeah, that's for that wool. That wool is what the sheep is valuable. That's what our wool clothes are made out of today. The sheep is still valuable.
Now, the male hog is called a...
boar.
Boar?
Boar.
Okay. And a male that's been changed, you say, he's a what?
He's a boar.
Boar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a little one when it's first born? You call them a what?
Pig.
Pig? When they're a little older, maybe, you call them what?
Well, I do call them what I call the shoots then.
Shoots, okay.
Yeah, before they get to be a home, you get shoots.
Now, an unbred female, what'd you call her?
Maybe a sow. A sow would be one of that. A gilt. That'd be a gilt.
Okay. All right. Now, the hogs used to have that stiff stuff on their backs. What was that?
That's a little...
You had to scald them to get it off. The bristle?
The bristle would be, yeah. Because, you see, when it gets mad, that stuff lies up, you see.
Really?
Yeah, man, the hog get mad, that kind of lies up like that. Or, of course, that causes show its back, you see. Yeah, I'd be call that bristle. Yeah, that sounds right.
Now, what was that? Tell me that again.
Yeah, when a hog gets mad, the wood fight. Well, that bristle, that stiff hair, you see, it's made that close top of its back.
Yeah.
Whenever you get mad, that hair raises up like that. As long as he's a fight, he just goes after you get to the fight, he goes back down there.
Huh.
After he's mad there.
What, now he had those kind of, what do you call
those
things?
Those in his mouth is called, I know what you're talking about, it sticks out.
Tushes?
That's right. Home tush, that's right. Man, they hit one of them, that hurts too. That's what they fight with too, fight one another with.
Yeah.
They crush too. Home tush, yeah.
Now you fed a hog in a what?
In a pen.
Yeah, but the thing you threw the food in, you called
a trough.
Okay.
Yeah, trough.
Did you ever see any hog that grown up wild?
Well, I'd say, yeah, one fish. If the hog that grew up wild,
you call them mountain rooters or anything like that?
You can't catch them. And if it would see you, well, they'd be getting through the woods. Yeah. They're wild, yeah.
Okay. What were some of the noises you'd hear from the animals?
Well, different animals make different noises. Hogs, they'd be grunting and going on. And the ghost would be breaking.